So I just played a game of somebody came to me back in January or December and was offering to play a game of chess with me, spiritual chess. And I thought, you know, I like these kind of games because I do have the same spirit as Elijah, and Jezebel always fights against Elijah, and Elijah fights against Jezebel. And I know this. I've decoded this reality, and I know how this thing works. I'm waiting on a phone call, so if this cuts off, it's because I got a phone call coming in. And the person calling me, she rebuked me last week. She said, you shouldn't have played the game to begin with, because it was... You were trying to do it in your own power. And I said, you're right. I repent. I admit it. So I started to write down biblical principles based on her rebuke. But just like I went into the enemy camp, the esoteric camp came and tried to pull me into gematria and tried to pull me into the Essenes, the sorcery, the witchcraft. The enemy camp always tries to come in and pull you into the dark side through some kind of agent, you know. And I got burned when I went over to the enemy camp many times, just to talk to different people, just to see what they believed and where they were coming from and their codes, their creation. I don't even call it creation code, their weird codes. I got burned, I admit it. And even in the 3D, dealing with a Jezebel a few times in life, I got burned. But for some reason, I like the game. I like the warfare. Kind of keeps me going. But also, I like to go into the enemy camp, see how they think, see their strategies, come back and reveal it to the saints, so that y'all don't get burned, or if you are trapped by one of these, that you can escape it, you know. That really is my heart motive. I go into the enemy camp because, you know, the way I was raised in the enemy camp, and I got saved, and I got persecuted by the enemy camp, and you're surrounded by them all the time. So I wanted to know what this place was about, and I wanted to know what was really going on. And so we know narcissism's a real thing. We know Jezebel spirit's a real thing. We know Delilah's a real thing. We know that. And we know people are in church, and even missionaries, they're not saved. Some missionaries are not saved. And one of the biggest things I learned in this chess match is they can claim to be a believer or a Bible believer, but actually everything out of their mouth is money, mammon, image, control, manipulation, trying to deceive you, trying to get you in emotions instead of truth. Their whole purpose is to mirror you, to try to mirror you, but they don't know everything that you know. And there's no way, even if it's a 4-hour conversation, they can never know what you've learned over a lifetime. Because if you've listened to 40,000 sermons, and each sermon is an hour long, 40,000 times an hour is 40,000 hours of biblical knowledge, not even including sitting in church, and not even including just reading your own Bible and reading Galatians 100 times and Ephesians 100 times and Colossians 100 times. So we're talking about 50,000 hours compared to a 4-hour phone call, and somebody's trying to mirror you and mimic you and try to make you think that they're like you and that they have your best interest, and God called them to your life and put them in your life, and they're your helper or helpmeet or whatever, and you know they're full of shite. But you have a heart for souls, and you'd like to see somebody get saved or even get right and get some sound doctrine. But the more they talk and the more they reveal their game and their motive and their unbiblical worldview and their unbiblical stance and their outward show image, and the more you stay away from it and the more you speak about what it really is, the healthier you get, the more you're away from them. Yeah, it was a battle. It was a chess game. It was a 5-month chess game. I just played a spiritual chess game for 5 months. On and off. It wasn't a steady thing because, you know, there was a 2-month break here and a 2-month break. It was actually total time in the chess match was probably, you could call it 6 months because there was the initial setup, right? So the first month was the setup. The second month was the engagement. And then there was a 2-month break and then a re-engagement. And then a 2-month break, and then a re-engagement. And so the chess game had to end because each time of re-engaging, it's kind of like Iran bombing us, and we let them bomb us just to reveal their weaknesses, and then we look at the bombs and their strategies, the stratagems of the generals. We say, okay, we see how they play war, and we see that this is the XYZ war, you know. Let's say there's A to Z different kinds of warfare. So they're playing the M warfare or the Q warfare or the S warfare. And so the generals know what game they're playing. And so it's just like that chess master that's, I just watched one of his games just now. He came in at 30 seconds. The other guy had 2 minutes. He still won. He still beat the guy, even with 30 seconds left. And so every move they make, you just quote the Bible. You stand on the Bible. You engage them for 30 days just to see what they are and their tricks. And then after 30 days, you've learned really, you've mapped it out, you took notes, you see what, if they're playing game S or game T or game W, and so you see the game and you realize it's not real love. They never had love. They don't even love themselves. You tell them, hey, go to the doctor. No, I'm not going to the doctor. You need to go to the doctor. No, I'm not going. You love them more than they love themselves, so they can't love you because they don't love themselves. And so you show them real love, and they think you're weak or stupid or dumb or naive. Or you try to show them God's love. You try to show them some emotional love and some family love and friendship love and agape love, but they don't even recognize real love because they're deluded, and they actually see. You giving love is weakness. They think real love is weakness. They think they can manipulate you, control you, and get what they want and pull you into mammon, pull you into the world, the flesh, prior life. And then when you finally just walk away, it blows their mind. And then when you win the game and you close the chess mat, the board, you close up the board, they're like, this game's not over. But yeah, it is. The game is over. There's no more moves. It's checkmate. There is no more moves available. Every move that was being played has been played. And there's no more strategies. So it's like USA finally bombing Iran and saying, surrender. Submit. Submit to reality. So with the Jezebel, she's still going to have other players that she's playing games with who don't know this. The Bible, who don't know Scripture, who can't play at a higher level. And so Jezebel has met her match when she faced off with Elijah. And so now, according to Revelation 2, have no tolerance. And so you have no tolerance because you decoded it. The heart revealed itself that it was about control, rebellion, manipulation, mammon, money, stuff, pride, arrogance, stealing your free will, trying to use emotions to manipulate you, and the jig is up. The game is over. The chess board has been closed and it's finished. And so, do you suffer that 5 to 6 months? Did you go through pain and suffering and trouble? Yeah, it's okay. You went through some trouble and you went through some pain. I'm looking at a bird with a worm in his mouth, and he's right like 5 feet in front of me. He's not running away. Here lately, I've noticed the birds, they're hanging out with me for some reason. They're like 5 feet away and they're just standing there. I don't know if anybody else is experiencing that or not, but I got the birds. I got nature hanging out with me. It's the weirdest thing. He had a worm and he saw me walking and talking. I'm walking down the road. He saw me walking and talking. He just stood there. He didn't care. Hear that? Listen. You should be able to hear that bird. I'm right below him. And so what Jezebel tries to do in a nutshell is make you think you need something that she has, and she really has nothing that you need. You got everything you need. Everything's happening now. God provides for you. You have the peace of God. You have the Holy Spirit. You got brothers and sisters in Christ that you could email or talk to if you need them. And a lot of times Jezebel knows that you've got a powerhouse of people, especially the strong spiritual ones, that you could email and talk to and just break it completely down. One can take down 1,000. And Jezebel probably has 1,000 familiar spirits, right? If she's a master manipulator, she probably has 1,000 familiar spirits. And if she can get you to live in the darkness, she can win. But if you bring it out into the light, you're free. And if you bring it out into the light, she's going to run because everything she did was wrong. Everything she manipulated and did was in darkness. And she can try. She won't, but she could try to come out in the light and say, blah, 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 kind of like Amber Heard. She could try to do an Amber Heard, but everything out of her mouth would be a contradiction, just like Amber Heard, because Amber Heard had no sense. And so if you're not saved and you're going against God's word and you don't know God's word, but you know how to manipulate it based on your past, you're going to contradict yourself. And everybody's going to look at them like a fool. They're like a fool. They're going to sound like a fool because it's contrary to normal, healthy, sane, stable, sound. If it's not sound doctrine, it can be destroyed. You can actually kick it over with your toe because it's not sound doctrine. It's not stable. And so the Jezebel spirit actually eventually destroys herself. And you see that in 1st, 2nd Kings, somewhere in there. And you also see in Revelation 2 to have nothing to do with her, because if you do, God's going to judge you. And so when you finally put God first over everything, Jezebel has to go away. But she puts up a fight, because think about it. Her whole thing is her image, money. She needs Ahab. She's trying to get an Ahab, right? It's the same game in the Bible. Jezebel needs an Ahab to do anything. She needs some kind of Ahab to make her look good, so that she can have some flying monkey false prophets. But when they try to shut down your ministry and try to shut down the truth, you know that Jezebel is defeated, because the truth will set you free. If you just keep speaking truth for 6 months, 5 months, however long it was. It was really only 2 months, because there was a break in between. And they always try, the narcissist always comes back and tries again. So you're talking about a 2-month really in chess game engagement.